nothing. Well, but then we've always said the heck.
And Steve was our director. Steve, you know Ed now.
Hi.
Hi, Ed.
We've met before.
Yes, we have.
Or as his wife says, not now.
Yeah, well, I get that.
That's K-N-O-T.
And that hurts.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And my name is Ed Now. This is the presentation category. This will be the last time that we'll probably compete in the presentation category because it's being changed to the performance category, which means they just got to print a whole bunch of new sheets with a different spelling on them.
Yeah, another great idea by our...
Well, don't get me started. The idea behind the presentation category is to adjudicate everything we see, feel, hear, think as an agent of the audience from the time we first see the chorus until the chorus is no longer seen by us. So as the curtain comes up, you're on in our category. When the curtain comes down until it's all the way down, you're still on. You clear on that?
Yep.
Okay. A lot of the things that we do, first of all, is to try to get a general sense of where you are level-wise. Four different levels, A, B, C, and D. A level, 81 to 100, star-like qualities. Belongs on Broadway, should be in Hollywood, those kinds of thoughts. Very, very, very artistic, especially when you get up into the 90 levels. The B level score, which is 61 to 80, is a very entertaining performance, but there are significantly more little performance errors that take place along the way, making it one of these oops. C level performance is okay, and it's mostly adequate, but there are systemic things going wrong. There are systemic things going on that, if we can fix them, would allow the chorus to move significantly higher in the rankings. Your scores today in a D-level performance is from 1 to 40. That's very uncomfortable for the audience and equally uncomfortable for the performer. It's when you sit there and go, please, don't let anybody get hurt in this train wreck. Mm-hmm. Today, your first song, I'll Forget You, scored a 63-64 in presentation. And the second song, Make 'em Laugh, was a 65-65. So we're looking at the middle of the lower B range in terms of placement. Some general comments, first of all, like the outfits, very, very stage worthy. You may want to at some time consider perhaps an adornment on the lapel or something to give it a little bit of a highlight. They look very nice and they're very appropriate to the stage. Most of them fit exceptionally well. Some of them could probably use a little bit of look, especially on the sleeve lengths that come down over the knuckles. And you might want to have a dress rehearsal some night and just point out to the guys who need to have their tuxes adjusted to do so. In conclusion,
thank you.
Interesting if you're paying attention. That's all. The opening of I'll Forget You is it's kind of an ironic twist to this whole song. I'll forget you. And the answer is, like hell I will. I'll forget you when all these things happen that never can possibly happen. So there needs to be a subtlety in the presentation of this song that allows for the development of dramatic tension and subsequently release. We need to look at the same thing that a storyteller would look at. Have you ever heard a guy tell a fairy tale to a little kid? And they start off with the once upon a time in the deep dark woods. And you begin to immediately inflect to color and to act out the lyric of the line that you're repeating. And in this case, the chorus did not have that same sense. The chorus was singing right notes and right words, but without any artistic interpretation of what was going on. There were times when, have you ever heard of the rule of three? The rule of three? Very, very, very popular thing that they follow in comedy. Three things happen, okay? The rule of three. Three guys walk into a bar. First guy this, second guy this, third guy that. And that's where the punchline is. Well, the first instance is setting the premise. All you do is just set it up. The second one is developmental. so that when the third one comes around, you can deliver the punchline or the minor climax. While the rule of three mostly applies to comedy, it can apply to a ballad like this, when you're building line after line after line that begins with the same lyric. I'll forget you, la da 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 da. I'll forget you. There's another opportunity to take it to a different level with a different level of expression. You did not make the choices to do that consistently well enough to be higher in the B range. Am I clear on that? It's not that you did a bad job, it's just that you did not explore the entire range of artistic development that you had available to you. And that's an individual responsibility. Some of you guys are singing while you're waiting for permission. You almost get the feeling it's like this. Rather than taking over the responsibility of delivering the product to the audience. There's another big opportunity that kind of gets lost in some muddy interpretation. There's a line early in the song about never die. Okay? When you get to lyric lines like never, always, dead, or things like that, they're absolute. There's no level of modification that can take place. You can't say almost never. There's no such thing. You can't say almost always. There's no such thing. It's either always or it's never or it's dead. He's partly dead. You can't modify that. So when you have those opportunities to get to never, you have ample opportunities to give substance to the line and meaning to the lyric by giving it never. And there's head gesticulation. There's this individual acceptance of level of intensity. I don't care if you do the same thing or not. I really don't. No judge does. What we're looking for is the level of intensity of the corporate sale to the audience. Are you all on the same page? When you get to never, do you go never? Or do you go never? Or do you go never? It doesn't make any difference what you did and how you did it. It's the level of intensity that counts. And if that level of intensity is such that it agrees across the chorus, then the audience says, I got it. And the sale is made. You chose not to do that in a lot of places that you had the opportunity. Please read through the lyrics and see how many times you come across these, what I call absolutes, where you just can't modify them. You can't put an adjective in front or make, you know, pregnant. You either are or you aren't. Fortunately, we don't have to worry about that part.
Well.
Let it go. At our age, you don't have to worry about much at all, except prostate. There was also, sorry?
Not a problem.
In the chorus of the song, there were many opportunities for the chorus to develop a nice conversational tone, as though you were speaking to somebody. I'll forget you. Who's being addressed here? Are you talking to somebody else about her, or are you talking to her directly? There's no agreement, facially or body language-wise, in the chorus to give a solid indication of who the person of address it really is. And that creates confusion, and that creates the sense of a lot of guys going, not me. I'm not going to be the one hanging out there. I'll just stay back here where it's nice and safe. The anonymity of the risers does not exist. Somebody at every single moment of that contest had his eye on you. Had his eye on you. It doesn't make any difference whether it was a judge or an audience member or what. Somebody was watching you and waiting for you to tell the story from your perspective. The resets, the barbershop resets, pretty heavily done. You might want to kind of subtly those up a little bit. It looked like the German army ready to invade Poland. Okay? It was like, come on! This is a ballad, damn it! No, we don't need to be quite that strong. You can reset and get that energy level going again, but it can be much more subtle. Remember, the bigger and the older we are, the more awkward things like this become. It's just a fact. I'm really not that old, but don't start with me. I can always change these scores. Many of the phrases that you have in I'll Forget You are dictated. Rather than being sung freely in a conversational manner, I'll forget you, da-do-da-da, you can almost sense the rhythm, and then they repeat the same process later on. Instead of, I'll forget you, and it's conversational, and it's lyrical, and it's broad-based. It just kind of flows out there. I'll forget you, is much smoother, much nicer, and much more appropriate to the message of the song. These kinds of performance opportunities are enough so that you're in the lower B range. You get the point that I'm making. Any questions? Okay? The dramatic pause that you have near the end of the song is a pretty good place for it. I suggest to you that when you're doing it, that you not breathe at the beginning of the dramatic pause. I forget what the lyric line was, but let's just say, I'll forget you. La, da, da. When you breathe, you release the audience from the responsibility of paying attention. If you breathe at the beginning of the next phrase, you hold the mood across the entire dramatic pause. I'll forget you. And someday, you maintain interest. And I swear to God, when you do it correctly, babies don't cry, people don't shuffle their feet, nobody coughs, they pay attention. And it's artistic in nature, and it gives you a chance to bump your scores higher into the B and eventually the lower A range. All right, any questions or anything that you'd like to know specifically about I'll Forget You? Yes, sir?
Facial expression, I mean smiling, but was it important to be smiling in it during a song or variation?
I don't think smiling is the absolute word I would use.
Yeah, okay.
I think that there would be an empathy that you would want to create with whoever's listening, whether it be a third party or the woman herself. So instead of, I'll forget you, that's ironic in a way. There's no way that this guy is going to forget her, is there?
No.
Okay, do we all agree that there's some degree of manipulation that's going on here? What's he really want to do? He wants to be with her. So it's not a pickup line, but at the same time, it's not a goodbye line either. I'll forget you when the sun refuses to shine. I'll forget you. And all those things that he keeps mentioning need to build upon each other to a logical climax. Yours are phrases that link up linearly and have a break in between. And you tend to breathe more to stop this phrase than you do to start this phrase, thus interfering with the pace of the song a little bit. You don't sing bad. Yes, sir?
Well, what kind of expression should we have on our face?
Natural.
Just a natural...
Tell me you'll forget me. Give me one of the little lines from the song.
I'll forget you when...
See, you're not even looking at me.
Yeah.
You're mentally reading the line behind your eyelids.
Right, yes, that's right.
That's another fault, but this not a fault, but an opportunity this course has, is to quit mentally reading the music. I trust that nobody came to the contest to deliberately make a mistake or to screw it up for everybody else. So instead of standing there like, I'll forget you, with that deer caught in the headlight looks, Let's get a little bit more, I'll forget you, a little bit more personal head gesticulation, a little bit more personal body language, a little bit more delivery technique to the audience so you can eventually earn the standing ovation that you really want to get. And this song is capable of doing it. May we move on, sir? Are we beat now into death? I'm not trying to cut you off, I just want to make sure you're satisfied. If you like what I'm doing, my name is Ed Now. If you don't, I'm Jim the Busman. Make them laugh. That's a great song. And there were some opportunities in there to do some stuff. First of all, I question whether you were totally all ready to start singing at the same time. It was very muddy, and it was very jumbled, and it was difficult to understand. So the synchronization errors interrupted the ability to get into the proper tempo and interrupted the pacing of the song. By pacing, I'm referring to the rate of speed that it unfolds. When you sing a song too fast, oftentimes the direct result is that you screw up the rhythms and it becomes like a slugfest. And the pacing is nothing more, where's this going to go, where's this going to go, and are you creating interest to take somebody to those minor and major climaxes?
Would it possibly have been better to sing that one first?
it was kind of a debate, it was decided.
I don't know.
All agreement last minute.
First of all, there was no thematic connection between the two songs deliberately on your part. Secondly, the second song was a little better than the first song in terms of delivery. And I think it had to do with the fact that a lot of you guys lightened up and were able to have some fun with the song, whereas you weren't quite sure what to do with I'll Forget You. But this song, Make 'Em Laugh, it's pretty obvious what that song is all about. What you need to do is to make sure that you don't push that pace all out of shape and get that muddy start. When it's muddy at the beginning, all you're doing is catching up and trying to put the train back on the tracks. You're not developing anything, you're trying to recover something. And that's a big difference. Yes?
Yes.
Nod your heads, do something, make me feel like I know what I'm talking about. Much more vitality in this song. The bass line. I don't know, I had a comment there about the bass line.
They had a melody.
What?
They had melody.
Yeah, early on?
No.
Bass is when you get the melody, take command. Stand behind the table while we see it over here. You have to be careful. Your choreography, quote unquote, was a series of gestures at time that often became poses, rather than a gesture that would lead to something else, or a gesture that would go and finish and come back. It became this, and then a mechanical this, and it gave it a little herky-jerky kind of a look. Not major, but enough so that we can't put it in the upper B ranges. It's got to stay down here where there are some performance errors taking place. All right. Same to you, Pella.
Yeah.
Actually, he's Canadian. He should come in and do this. Never mind. I'm just kidding. Gesturing is obvious in spots. You're going for some things that could almost be trite in the way that they're being delivered. Pie in the right?
Yep.
Pie in the face, and then boom, it's everybody trying to do the same thing at the same time. Hint, you're not. So you need to either work on the precision. If precision becomes an issue, then it better be precise. If the gesture is going to be like this and a couple of guys are behind and it's an action-reaction kind of thing that's going on, that's different. But you chose precision, boom, and it wasn't precise. So does that count against you? No, but it doesn't count for you either. It's one of those gestures you look at and say, that was put in 2 weeks before the contest. Or maybe even in the dressing room just before you went out. Do I know this game or what?
Yeah.
I've coached it.
Unfortunately, it looked that way.
Well, yeah. This is not a terrible performance. I'm giving you the worst case scenario from a judging point of view so that you can understand where the points are that you can work on and to develop a better understanding of what you need to do. Mood creation is something in both songs that becomes secondary. Delsarte was a Frenchman in the 19th century who did a study of body language. And during that study of body language, he codified everything that people do with their body language so that he could tell you by looking at somebody what they were thinking and how they were really reacting. His work eventually became the basis for what we call modern dance. During his codification of all of these gestures and body language syndromes, he developed what he called the law of sequence, which is important to you, because the law of sequence is so simple. It says there are three things that happen in communication. First comes the thought, then comes the body language, and the spoken word comes last. When it happens in that order, it's natural, it's believable, and it prepares the audience for what's coming. How are you doing? You knew exactly what to expect, didn't you? Okay, the gesture was just slightly ahead of the spoken word. So that we can best do that when we're taking a breath. Make them laugh, okay? Rather than make them laugh. That's a little bit reactionary and doesn't have the same impact. Many of your gestures act that way. So remember Delsarte. You can buy his work. There's a book called Every Little Movement by Ted Shawn, S-H-A-W-N. It's out of print now. But most public libraries have it. It's a short read, but it's a compilation of a lot of the major points that Delsarte made. And they all apply to barbershop, every single one of them. So, here we have a chorus that has 63-65 performance today. Don't let that be an indication of who you are. The contest score today is like taking your blood pressure. On Monday, it might be 128 over 80. Tuesday, it might be 145 over 70. It's going to be different each time. The score you got today is a measurement of a moment in time, and that's all. This is not a B-level chorus. This is a chorus who had a B-level performance today, capable of doing better in the future. We good on that?
Yeah. We've done better.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No.
Any answers? I think it's always fair to ask for both sides. Well, hey there.
Yeah.
If there's anything that comes up and you have questions, you can find my name in the book, and I live in West Des Moines, Iowa now. It's not really where the West begins, it's where the East sort of peters out. I'll tell you what, you live in West Des Moines, it's a cornfield today, it's a shopping mall tomorrow. It's unbelievable how fast that place is growing. Anything that you'd like to know about the category or the new category that's coming?
No.
How is it changing?
What's that?
How is it changing?
Well, performance and presentation both begin with P, but the letters are in different order, as far as I'm concerned. There's not much substantive change. They're going to be looking more, however, instead of looking at the mechanics of a performance, they're going to be looking at the entertainment value of the performance and try to develop some standards to say this was entertaining at this level, rather than this was this kind of a performance. I know that sounds terribly convoluted.
We're done.
We're done. Good. Gentlemen, I appreciate your time and your attention. I wish you all the very best, and thank you.
Thanks for coming.